In this next section, we have a variety of news pertaining to the city centre and its locality. We learn that Debenhams have opened for just 3 weeks, of Red City phone boxes coming up for sale, of a reprieve on the demolition of a Victorian house, that work is starting on the refurbishment of a park cafe, and how neighbours have got together to create a bee-friendly street.
Debenhams has reopened stores nationwide from Monday, April the 12th, for a major sale to clear stock, and Norwich is one of them. The store in Orford Place will reopen for 3 to 5 weeks for bargain hunters. After that, it will close permanently. It comes after the famous retailer was bought out of administration by fashion brand Boohoo, in a deal which did not include retention of staff or stores. Debenhams announced its reopening for the sale, with items slashed by up to 70%, stating, "We're excited to be able to start welcoming you back into our store and want to reassure you that the safety of our customers and staff remains our highest priority. However, many of its former services, such as bra fitting, travel money, click and collect, and dressing rooms, will be unavailable. None of the restaurant facilities at the Norwich store will be open. Shoppers will only have 1 week after reopening to return items, and the store is no longer accepting loyalty or gift cards. It is not yet known what the Norwich Debenhams building will be bought for. The six-storey premises is not listed, so could be demolished for a new development."
A pair of iconic red phone boxes in Norwich City Centre will go under the hammer at the end of the month. Buyers looking to snap up their own piece of British heritage can buy one or both of the K6 red phone boxes in St Andrew Street, Norwich. The booths, which stand at 8 foot 3 inches tall and 3 feet wide, have a guide price of £2,500 each and will be auctioned off on April the 27th. Due to a preservation order, the boxes cannot be removed or have their exterior altered. Buyers have been known to transform the inside space into coffee shops, libraries, museums, bakeries, or to house defibrillators. The boxes, also known as Jubilee kiosks, were designed in honour of the Silver Jubilee of King George V, Queen Elizabeth II's grandfather. Last month, BT revealed that 90 iconic red phone boxes across Norfolk and Waveney were up for grabs, with a further 907 taken on by communities in the east of England since 2008. The phone boxes will be sold through Bid Times One on April the 27th.
A Victorian city home, which was once touted for demolition, has been spared a date with the bulldozer, after plans to build on a neighbouring builder's yard were approved. The property at 12 Kimberley Street in Norwich was initially set to be knocked down as part of an earlier bid to build housing on the neighbouring yard. The previous bid would have seen 12 properties added to the site, 9 houses and 3 flats, with the red brick property pulled down as part of the scheme. But after city planners raised concerns over the loss, this plan was withdrawn and replaced with one that retains the home. This plan for 6 houses and 5 flats has now been given the green light by Norwich City Council's Planning Committee. Ian Stuteley, Labour councillor for Town Close Ward, said, "I think the outline plans look quite good, with a low level of dwellings, but also 33% affordable housing, which will be welcomed. It will improve the street scene, and we welcome the retention of number 12.
The Waterloo Park Cafe has been empty since early 2020, after what was described as an administrative issue saw it close. At the time, the cafe's manager, Simon Stokes, confirmed that the council was providing support and talks were ongoing, but the cafe has remained shut since then. In this year's budget, Norwich City Council has approved a sum of £36,000 being set aside to invest in the refurbishment of the former cafe site, which was previously known as Park Britannia. A spokeswoman for the City Council said that the cafe was identified as a key building in a lovely setting. She added, the focus of this money will be spent on the light fittings and fire alarm system. Over the coming weeks, alongside other work to keep up the maintenance and improvement of our parks and open spaces, the team will be scoping out and ordering the works needed to return the cafe up to its top standard, so that a new tenant can breathe life back into it and the doors can once again be opened for the community to enjoy. The future of the cafe was surrounded in uncertainty ever since its previous owners, Britannia Enterprises, went into liquidation in August 2019. It had been temporarily saved following a deal between bosses and the City Council to keep the cafe open until new tenants were found, but ultimately it had to close its doors. With families flocking to the park recently, as the sun shone, combined with COVID restrictions being eased, the council hopes that a tenant can take on the building once the refurbishment work is completed.
Rosebery Road in the north of Norwich was buzzing with activity recently, as more than 40 households started a community initiative to grow pollinator-friendly plants in their gardens. The idea is to turn the road into a bee street, to provide the right type of plants for bees and butterflies, which have a crucial role in maintaining a healthy ecosystem. Linda McCarthy and Joe Hedinger, who runs Norwich's Bookhive Bookshop, came up with the idea to get the community involved. Inspired by a book called Being Ecological by philosopher Timothy Morton and a technology entertainment design talk by statistician Nick Marks, the pair decided to come up with a way for their community to do something positive to help the environment and their own well-being. Mr. Hedinger said, "With something as large as climate change, it can be difficult to see how something you can do can make a difference." But Timothy Morton did a documentary where they were talking to Puerto Rico activists who were saying the neighbourhood can be a powerful unit of change. The pair decided that their neighbours might want to help make that change by growing plants specifically to help pollinators. They gauged interest by putting letters through doors and built up a kitty of money from anyone who liked the idea. They then worked with Timothy Gee at Mousehole Garden Centre to create planter packs and ordered enough for everybody. On Saturday, neighbours visited on a staggered basis to pick up their troughs and plants, which they will tend and grow in their garden to attract pollinators. Mrs. McCarthy said, "It's across the generations, from young people to people who have lived here for 30 years plus. It's a real mix of people, and it's helping create connections to each other and to the world around us."